This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Rob Center, a fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. You know, we don't see any unusual slowdowns anywhere. On the news line with us now is Dr. Alan C. Gelzo. He's a senior research scholar at Princeton University. He's with the Council of the Humanities and director of the Initiative and Politics at Statesman at James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions. I'm not sure I'm reading those in quite the right inflections. But suffice to say, he's a go-to guy when you want to talk about President Lincoln, the post-Civil War era, and an ideal person for Bucknell University's upcoming series, Questioning American Identity series. So welcome on board, Dr. Gelzo. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, it's good to be talking to you this morning.
I do appreciate it. You're going to be talking at Bucknell University soon as part of their Questioning American Identity series. Can you give us a preview of your remarks coming up next week?
I'm going to be talking about Lincoln and his Gettysburg Address. Gettysburg Address is the Lincoln utterance that we think we all know everything about, so why exactly am I going to be coming and talking about this? Isn't everything about it already been said? And after all, it is only 272 words. How long can you talk about someone who gives a speech that's only 272 words long? Well, the answer to that question is that there are tremendous depths in the Gettysburg Address. That's one reason we all do recognize it today. We don't remember, we don't quote speeches from other 19th century American politicians very often, but Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address comes back to us all the time. We recognize it when politicians today quote from it, and there are still a few schools out there, I think, that require their students to actually memorize the Gettysburg Address. It really is a central document of not only the Civil War, but of the American experience as a whole. So as this series looks to ask questions about American identity, there are few documents in American life more important to answering that question about what is an American, who is an American, what does it mean to be an American. Those kinds of questions get answered eloquently in Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
What is at the heart of the Gettysburg Address that is so timely that comes alive today? Dig into the heart of your remarks, please.
Look at what Lincoln does in the Gettysburg Address. He does a classic thing. He asks, what has happened in the past? What is happening in the present? What should be happening in the future? The past is what we open the Gettysburg Address with, those famous words, 77 years ago. Lincoln takes us back to 1776, the Declaration of Independence, and he says, what was this country founded around? What was it founded for? What was its purpose? And he says, we were a nation that was conceived in liberty and dedicated to a proposition. Now, that is a fundamental bombshell of a statement. And the reason that it is because other nations, especially the nations that were on the map in Lincoln's day, all conceived of themselves as having been born out of a certain ethnicity, out of a certain religion, out of a certain language, out of a certain culture. Lincoln says the American nation is founded on a proposition, on a logical statement. And that logical statement is the one we find in the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. People in Lincoln's day would have drawn back and scratched their heads and said, how can you found a nation on a proposition, on a logical statement? Nations need to be founded more on blood and soil and other tangible things like that. How can you expect to create a nation out of people's assent to a proposition? But Lincoln says that is, in fact, what the founders did. They began this nation with this proposition in the Declaration of Independence, and that is what identifies us as Americans. You know, it's often said that it takes 1,200 years to make a Frenchman, but you can become an American in 20 minutes by your assent, that logical assent to that proposition. That's the American past, Lincoln says. The American present is we're in the middle of a civil war, and the civil war especially is testing whether that proposition has any validity, whether this nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. And what we have found is that this test, this final exam, so to speak, of what was done in 1776, we're passing that exam, and the evidence is all around us. Because remember, Lincoln is uttering these words at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery at Gettysburg. He can point to the semicircular rows of graves of those who were the fallen at the Battle of Gettysburg. And he can say, here is the proof of that the validity of that proposition, that these 3,500 dead who are buried here were willing to make that last ultimate sacrifice in defense of that proposition, because they thought it was worth defending with their lives. Then he takes us to the future. He says, we're here to dedicate this cemetery, but you know the real truth is, we don't dedicate this cemetery. Those who are buried here, they're the ones who have dedicated this ground. They've consecrated it. They've hallowed it far above our poor power to add or detract. The job for us is to dedicate ourselves to the same proposition, the same cause. And if we do that, then government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. That's the future. And the future, in that respect, Lincoln is saying, the future is us. Are we going to be dedicated in the same way that those soldiers in 1863 were dedicated to that proposition?
So if I were to read the Gettysburg Address daily and then proceed throughout my day in this democracy, would I see impeachment differently? Would I watch the Democratic debate last night differently? Would I look at some of the biggest big issues in the U.S. today differently if I stepped off each day that way?
I certainly hope so. I think it's the kind of thing that no matter what issue we face as Americans, that we always remind ourselves of who we are and what we are and where we came from, because that is what gives us an anchor. For many other nations, for most other nations, their anchor is in some tribal myth, some national origin story that fades way, way back into the dim past and may not have a whole lot of actual historical authenticity to it. But it is the national myth that they live by. For Americans, it's different. We have a very specific historical beginning, and that is 1776. And we need to remind ourselves of how different we are as a people. We are not Americans just for the sake of a certain bloodline, a certain race, a certain religion, a certain language. We are Americans because of a proposition. Everything that we do, everything that we are, everything that we want to be, is aimed at how we put flesh and blood on that proposition that all men are created equal. Everything in it, the American experience, flows downstream from that. And when we encounter serious and troubled political waters, it's all the more important for us to recall to ourselves what that proposition was, what Lincoln said about it, where he said it, at Gettysburg, in the middle of the American Civil War. And from that, as he said, take renewed devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion.
I get a feeling that if people take some of your remarks to heart and really the ideals that you're talking about to heart, you will head to the polls with greater zeal. You'll turn on CNN or Fox News and watch the going on in Washington with greater zeal. You'll do everything that relates to our governance and interactions and our politic with a much greater excitement. Is that likely?
I think that was exactly the conclusion that Lincoln wanted people to draw from what he said. Although what he was doing that day in November of 1863 was, technically speaking, simply delivering the dedicatory remarks for that cemetery, he was really speaking beyond the immediate circumstance of the cemetery dedication. He was speaking to the people of the nation as a whole, and I think in a very long sense, he was really speaking to us as well, because every generation of Americans needs to be reminded of the things that the Gettysburg Address had to say. So in that respect, Lincoln remains the pole star by which so much of our democracy should navigate.
Well, thank you so much for our preview. Very much appreciated. Is there anything else you would like to add to your remark this morning before we let you go? Anything else super important to talk about?
Well, just that I am looking forward very keenly next week to being at Bucknell University to speak at greater length about the Gettysburg Address, because real truth is, you can put a nickel in my meter, I will talk about Lincoln all day.
Yes, I searched for some of your remarks on video, and it wasn't hard to find lots of good schools and lots of good places you've been talking about, this including Gettysburg, and just some tremendous archive just in the video, so we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Professor Galzo. We really thank you for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you, and look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Right, that is Professor Alan Galzo, Princeton University. He'll be talking next week. His remark, American National Identity, Lincoln at Gettysburg. He will be talking about how America's body politic emerged after the Civil War, how the Gettysburg Address did and does shape Americans today. It is all part of Bucknell University's Questioning American Identities series. We're going to continue this conversation at 7:40 this morning. Dr. Alf Severs of Bucknell is coming in, a humanities professor, and we're going to be starting to talk about probably this series in more of an overview. So that'll be coming up shortly here on WDKOK.